This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers were given the all-clear to resume work looking for victims at a collapsed South Florida condo building after demolition crews set off a string of explosives that brought down the last of the building in a plume of dust. Miami-Dade County Mayor Danielle Levine Cava told the Associated Press that the demolition went exactly as planned around 10:30 Sunday evening. Crews immediately began clearing some of the new debris so rescuers could start making their way into parts of the underground garage that is of particular interest. Once there, they were hoping to get a clearer picture of voids that may exist in rubble and could possibly harbor the 121 people believed to be trapped under the fallen wing of the Champlain Towers South and Surfside that collapsed June 24th. Rescue workers slogged through mud and debris Monday looking for dozens feared missing after a giant landslide ripped through a Japanese seaside resort town. It's killed at least three people, 80 people still unaccounted for. U.S. President Joe Biden has called for bipartisan action on a pathway to citizenship for some migrants. He spoke during a naturalization ceremony at the White House in which he celebrated the contributions immigrants have made to the United States. The president says that he would like to see the option of citizenship for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, foreign-born people who have temporary protected status due to strife in their birth countries, as well as farm workers. Immigration has been a political flashpoint as Biden has sought to renew visa and refugee programs that were downsized or halted during the Trump administration. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Serbian police say they have discovered an illegal migrant camp near the borders with Hungary and Romania and detained suspected people and smugglers. A statement on Sunday said the makeshift camp was found in a village near a local river. Police did not specify how many migrants were found at that site. A video from the scene showed several people face down on the ground with their hands behind their heads. A special police search tents and wooden huts. Thousands are stranded in the Balkan country while trying to reach Western Europe. Pope Francis was spending his first morning convalescing on Monday in a Rome hospital following intestinal surgery under general anesthesia and reportedly doing well. The Vatican has given scant details about the operation Sunday evening in a major Catholic hospital in the Italian capital, although it did say that he responded well to the surgery. An Italian cardinal told reporters that he had been informed that the 84-year-old Pope was doing well. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen says that she will stick with her strategy of making her party more mainstream political force despite a stinging loss in regional elections. The 52-year-old was reelected Sunday at the head of the national rally at a gathering in the southern area. Her anti-immigration party failed to win any of the mainland France's 12 regions in last week's vote, raising criticism about her strategy. In her speech, Le Pen instead praised the healthy and necessary development of the party. She said there will be no return to the National Front, that is the former name of the party, that was changed in 2018. Following the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, many big corporations did pledge not to donate to members of Congress who objected to the results of the presidential election. 6 months later, some have already broken their own vows, often by donating to political action committees that benefit those same lawmakers. The list includes Pfizer, Walmart, General Electric, and AT&T companies, saying that there's a difference between donating to Republican lawmakers who sought to overturn election results and giving to PACs that directly benefit them. Critics of America's poorest campaign finance system say it's still an empty distinction. And just recapping one of our top stories, rescuers have been given the all clear to resume working and looking for victims at a collapsed South Florida condo building after demolition crews set off a string of explosives that brought the building down. They're still looking for 121 people who remain missing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.